Please hold your palm in your hand as I offer a few comments by way of prayerful reflection. Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, our world is filled with people who freely, out of love or out of duty, empty themselves loving and faithfully for others. Parents who exhaust themselves in care for developmentally disabled children, day after day, year after year. They tell the story of a woman on the way from Paris, on a train from Paris to Lourdes, with a teenage son that was severely disabled. And an atheist in the same train cabin mocked her, wanting to know what good she could possibly get from going to Lourdes this way. And she smiled. And she said, "Well, I come every year." And he continues in the same physical situation. "But I have received each year the courage of another year. And that is miracle enough." There are spouses whose entire lives suddenly become focused on someone they care for dearly, whom they must helplessly witness fading into Alzheimer's or dementia. There are military personnel who place themselves in harm's way day after day out of duty and out of care, faithfulness for others, ourselves included. There are teachers who return again day after day to troubled classrooms, desperate children wanting attention, who end up possibly haunted by hunger or poverty or fear, and it's a real trial. There are firefighters who enter collapsing buildings to save lives and emergency crews on the highway that go into burning vehicles. There are many people who give themselves away, empty themselves for others. Add your own examples. This week, the entire Christian world, and that's something like 2 billion people, come together to ponder the Lord's death and resurrection. First, that brief, meteoric flash of public acclaim, the triumph of the joyous entrance into Jerusalem we heard a couple of minutes ago, and then suddenly, hardly 6 days later, Jesus slowly and painfully exiting the same city, maybe through the same gate, carrying a cross to his death. He had cured them into wholeness, and they wanted to rejoice in him. But the civil authorities feared that there was a political piece to this, and they were very frightened. And they decided he had to die. It's terribly important for us to be very clear that Holy Week is not simply a history lesson. This is a profound insight into our own lives. First, perhaps the fickleness of public acclaim and popularity. It doesn't have a lot of substance sometimes. And secondly, the importance of emptying ourselves for others to become fully human, to become in some way like Jesus the Christ, who is human and divine. And thirdly, the recognition that embracing the painful realities of our own existence, things which we would change if we could, but we have no control, embracing them can bring us to profound peace and wholeness and to salvation. The palms we hold are signs of our belief that God's love overcomes all adversity, that God is with us and through the valleys, our God is a God who opens graves, as I often say, even the graves we dig for ourselves. They are a sign of our faith in God's victory. So I encourage us to make sure that we post them at least this week somewhere in public, not just in the back bedroom, but somewhere as a public sign of our own conviction and our hope and our love. We are different than we were 5.5 weeks ago at Ash Wednesday. This is another public sign of our gratitude to God for that. Our God opens graves, even the graves we dig for ourselves.